and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to think about the people in your life, those who fall under the heading of acquaintance, who fall under the heading of friend, and who fall under the heading of or family, and who fall under the heading of friend. How many of you have more acquaintances than what you would consider friends? Yeah. All my life, and I don't know if I'm weird, so if I am, don't tell me until after worship. I don't know if I'm weird, but my entire life I have had probably like 5 good friends. You know those kind of friends that you can call and you don't even have to say a word. And they say, I know, I'm listening. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. Or that friend that you don't see for 3 years and you meet again and it's like no time has passed. They know you inside and out. They know your warts. They know your scars. They know the things that you have done and you have left undone. And guess what? They love you still. We all want that kind of friend. We all want to be that kind of friend. The theme for this week is ready to be a good friend. Now, today, I started my day by watching the news. And all day, I kind of monitored it because it's just fun these days. I monitored the news all day, and I kept hearing reports of the NCAA tournament is canceled. Not just postponed, not just no spectators, but it's canceled. The women's retreat that was scheduled for the 14th has been canceled. The schools, Ann Arbor and Saline and Dexter, have already canceled until April 6th. There are cancellations everywhere, and people are saying, don't go into big crowds, which for me is like heaven on earth. Don't go into big crowds. Don't touch each other. Don't breathe on each other. And as I say to my kids when they need it, don't even look at each other. This is like what the force of evil wants to do to humanity on a global scale. Now, I am not saying that this virus came from Satan. I am not saying anything of the kind. But it is something that wants us to separate ourselves from one another, to break some of those bonds and those relationships. Because how do you get to know someone and be a good friend? You sit with them. You take them out for coffee. You take them out for lunch. You meet with them face to face. And whether this virus is a legitimate medical problem that's going to sweep the globe, or it's media hype, or somewhere in between, the word from most people is stay home, don't touch each other. And yet, here we are in worship. We gathered Wednesday night in worship. The church, in this moment, can show the world what it needs to do to be a good friend. A good friend shows up. A good friend listens. This is a place where we can connect with one another when everything else wants to rip us apart, when everything else wants to separate us and keep us in our own little corners. The Christian church is one place where we can come together, and even if we are different politically or socially or whatever measure or metric that you have, this is the one place where we are united by one thing, our love of Jesus and our belief in the resurrection. Being a good friend means to show up, to be with one another, to reach out. So if the world is telling us, or the media, let me be specific, if the media is telling us to be separate, what is it that the church can do to be a good friend to the world? We can reach out in a safe way. But think about the people in your life, even just people that are acquaintances, who are maybe vulnerable adults or vulnerable children, who have to be inside for their own physical safety. If I had to be inside by myself for 14 days, it would be rough. And I'm pretty well connected with friends. But what about those who are on the margins of our community, of St. Thomas, of Grosse Ile, of Michigan? Those are the people that need the church to step up and say, I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you, and I just want to see how you're doing. When I was growing up, I lived through the blizzard of 1978. Did anybody else down here? Thank you. I know you didn't. I lived through the blizzard of 1978, and I remember that day on my country road, road that we lived on. We had neighbors on either side and across the street, and we became church in that time. My dad would call the neighbors and say, "Hey, I'm going to go to the store. Does anybody need anything?" And pretty soon the calls went up and down the street, and my dad would come back with like loads of groceries and deliver them to people. Why? Because they couldn't get out. What if the church could do that? What if we could commit for you to ask me for five people on our directory that said, "Haven't seen them in a while. They might be lonely. They don't have kids in the state. Who can I talk to if they are feeling isolated?" That's one of the ways that the church can anchor society. That's one of our calls as Christians. Because as much as my brain wants to freak out and be like Chicken Little and run and hide in the deepest, darkest cave, we're not called to run and hide. We're called to be safe. We're called to be smart. And we're also called to proclaim that there is nothing in this world or the next that can separate us from the love of Christ. There's nothing, neither life nor death nor heaven nor hell nor any of the powers in the world can separate us. And it is that unity, I think, that we are called to step into in the midst of a pandemic, to not run and hide, but to reach out as we're able, to call somebody and say, "I'm going to the store. Do you need toilet paper? Because that seems to be a hot commodity these days. Or do you need bottled water? Do you need some food that you can put in your shelves?" This time is not a time for us to shrink back, but instead to step forward. It's hard, it's scary, but it's what we are called to do. My encouragement for you this week is first to be safe and wash your hands, but also to not buy into all the hype that is going to surround this. Don't be so scared that you don't want to reach out. Think of those people in your life that could use a calm voice. Just call them and say, "I was thinking about you. What do you need?" And if you need something, because I am not a mind reader, call me and tell me. If you need me to run to the store and brave Meijer in the middle of a pandemic and get you something, I absolutely will. I absolutely will, because that is how we can show the love of Jesus for one another, for those of us who are healthy and have the resources. My prayer is that God is not going to waste this event. It is certainly the first one I've ever lived through. But God is not going to waste this event. This is a time in the church's life where we have a choice to step forward, to step back, to reach out and increase our capacity to be a good friend to our neighbors. My prayer is that we will be able to do that. As individuals, and maybe at the council retreat on Saturday, we can strategize some ways to be proactive about being a good friend to people. Amen.